Emily, want to take a couple of minutes here today to talk with you about the Beef 509 program that's coming up in early March. For folks not familiar with Beef 509, what's it all about?
Well, yes, 2014 is a Beef 509 year. It's a biannual program that both the Ohio Cattlemen's Foundation as well as the Ohio Beef Council team up to put on. And really the Beef 509 program is designed to raise awareness about the food we produce and the reasons why it sometimes misses the mark with consumers' palates and producers' pocketbooks. So the course, which is spanned over 2 days, features lots of interesting topics that are certainly on producers' mind and of interest, including live cattle evaluation, beef harvesting procedures, carcass aging, and there we also have a beef industry update, and even a taste panel as a part of that program.
Emily, is Beef 509 targeted to any specific cattlemen?
Well, really, it's something, obviously, as cattlemen, our end goal is always that ideal, safe, wholesome product that we produce. So really, it's something that should be of interest and top of mind with any cattleman, both young and experienced alike.
For those that might be interested, do they need to pre-register?
Yes. Just as a few details, the 509 program will be administered on Saturday, March 1st and 8th. There at the Ohio State University Animal Science Building. And the early application deadline for that Beef 509 course is January 31st. We will take late registrations after that date. It's just at a little bit of an increased price point.
For those cattlemen that participate in Beef 509, what do you hope they'll take back to their operations and then do with the information that they're exposed to?
Well, obviously, we hope that they'll have a kind of a better understanding of how the full spectrum of not only the choices that they make as producers, but then also what their consumers are looking for. So we discuss everything from genetic and environmental carcass merit factors and how they may play a role in that initial product that gets harvested, and then some of those other things like amount of external fat, and again how genetics play for some marbling and some of those things that can add value on the grid.
Space is limited?
Yes, we do limit it to 36 individuals, and there is still space available, however, at this time, but it's on a first-come, first-served basis. So we certainly encourage you to fill out those applications, and those are available on ohiocattle.org.
All right. Emily, anything else about Beef 509 that you'd like to mention?
Well, I just think it's a really great opportunity for any producer. We do fill up nearly every year that it's a 509 year, so certainly get your registrations in, and you can call into the Ohio Cattlemen's Office with any questions.